Hey gang, it is Molly Molotov 666 here, and this is going to be a very intimate and vulnerable true stories session, so bear with me while I feel a little awkward, a little stupid, a little sad, and I just feel really stupid, and I want to talk about it, because frankly, I don't have anyone in my real life that I can talk to about this. This is one of those things where it's something that's exclusive only to someone who does what I do, and not everyone in my real life is, you know, they're not in the know, either that or, I don't know them like that. To be able to share this kind of thing. You guys are the only ones I really have. So bear with me. Yeah. Don't know where to start. Yeah, I'll start with this. I always tell myself that I'm never going to meet somebody from my porn ever again. I always make myself the solemn vow that the last guy is always the last guy. And I'm never going to do this anymore because it never works out. Like, well, maybe twice. But for the most part, it never seems to work in my favor to meet dudes through my audio porn. For obvious reasons. Because a lot of my listeners who want to meet up, they want sex, phone sex, real life sex, cyber sex. They just want to fuck. And for me, I want, like, I don't want a relationship. God forbid, fuck no. I'm far too selfish for such things. Far too evil. I have far too many other entanglements I couldn't handle anymore. It's never been about trying to get a romantic connection for me. It's always been, I want to find someone who enjoys the same things that I enjoy, and we can indulge in the same niches, because, you know, not everyone's into the violent shit, the abusive shit. The best way I could word it is, if you've ever seen Ratched from Netflix, it's like a modern prequel of Nurse Ratched from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and it's all of basically the usual suspects from American Horror Story that's telling the story. And there's this scene, or a few scenes dedicated to Nurse Ratched meeting up with this guy, and their sex is basically just really highly dramatized stories that Ratched comes up with. And this guy kind of goes along with it, because frankly, he seems kind of bored. And I'm kind of like that. I like someone who I can indulge in my weirdest fantasies with, and he won't bat an eye or think I'm weird, because it seems like no matter what happens, I'm always going to run into someone who thinks I'm too much, or, you know, a few times even too little. And I always promise myself that the last one's always the last. I've told myself that at least 6 to 8, maybe 9 times before. I don't know, I lost count. Hopefully that's just a gross exaggeration. I don't know. I've lost count. But I lie to myself a lot in this regard. And this audio is of the last time I've lied to myself about this. So, feel stupid. So before quarantine, I was part of a theater program. And I did Foley art for this live action radio show. Basically, my job was I would stand there at a table on the stage, and I had a bevy of sound effects at my disposal. And as the voice actors on stage are at their mics reciting their lines, I'm doing accompanying sound effects. You know, like I've got, you know, like a walking board, several different kinds of walking boards, wooden walking board, tile walking board, gravel walking board, that simulate different kinds of terrains. And so if they need someone to walk, I've got like three to four different kinds of floors at any given time to be able to replicate those noises that they need. You need gunfire? I've got tools for that. You know, I just replicate radio, like old-fashioned, old-timey radio show style. We do all kinds of old plays. You know, like, I'm getting caught up in shop. Not the point. The point is not what we do. The point is what I did. So, we haven't been together as a group in months since March. We had only just cast our newest show when Corona hit. And then shortly after, it was announced that we were just going to cancel the show until everything was normal, and then we'll recast and everything. It was really annoying because, you know, I won that role fair and square. It's not fair to take my role away. But I was really excited because my last time, first and last rehearsal that we had for the show, I was really excited because we were working with one of my favorite cast members, and he's this really talented, smart, clever, sophisticated kind of guy. Like a wears a tie to the supermarket kind of guy, you know, like really polished, really debonair. And not only does he do theater, but he also is a like professional book collector, and he renovates old books and preserves them, and he's very just interesting. He's not interesting in the traditional sense. He's not like a walking adventure sort of guy. He just seems like he's very calm and cool, and I've always found him very attractive since the moment I met him 2 years ago when we did our first show together. And we've done three shows together since, and I'm quite fond of the guy. But never really had a chance to tell him before quarantine. And he and I were Facebook friends, but never really spoken before. So, before quarantine, at our last rehearsal, we're hanging out, and he had mentioned that his favorite poet was Lewis Carroll, to which I responded, "Well, I have a recording of me reciting Jabberwocky, would you like to hear it?" He excitedly goes, "Oh yes, of course." And I pull out my cell phone. I pull up the Soundgasm of my recording on my Molly Molotov 666 account, not taking into account that he would see my screen name. So I hand him my phone, and he listened to it and said it was fire. Hands my phone back. And we didn't really speak again much after that. I think there was one other minor conversation because he had posted a photo that he had taken, this really tasteful black and white photo of his coffee mug sitting on his windowsill and the steam's coming up, and You can see the night sky in the background, and it's just, it was beautiful. It was a very beautiful, well-taken photo. And I had complimented it, and I think that was the last time we had had any real serious conversation, so to speak. You know, the playful quotes. And, so fast forward to about a month and a half ago, I get this really nice message on Twitter. Like, it was this really charming message from a guy who was a listener who really liked my work. And he said, you know, he really enjoyed what I did and found me clever and interesting, and he wanted to know more. He wanted to get to know me. He wanted to find out little things about me, and just thought I was like this intriguing person. And I told him I was an open book, and he had a million questions and I had answers, and everything was cool for a few weeks. And, you know, we really hit it off, this person and I, and we talked a bit, quite a bit. And out of the blue, I get a message from, you know, the guy from theater. I get a message from him on Facebook, basically asking me, you know, saying, this is pretty recent, more recent. He had asked me if I'd be interested in going to the certain restaurant. The reason why the certain restaurant's interesting is because this was a restaurant that I had mentioned to my new friend on Twitter, who I allegedly met through my porn. But, so we had this conversation about the certain restaurant that I really liked, and, I was really interested to, you know, I don't know how to word this. I'm getting kind of nervous and shaky about it because it's weird. It's weird. It's weird. It's weird. At first I didn't, of course, think anything of it. Like, you know, so they both mentioned the same restaurant. Big deal. It's a really popular restaurant around the area. No big. And, you know, maybe it's an only coincidence that when they, you know, they both tell me where they're from, they're from the same place. And maybe it's a coincidence that, you know, just so many, there was just so many. If I sat here and just listed all the coincidences, it's a whole thing. But the biggest coincidence of all was, I had mentioned my interest in a certain band, a certain local niche band. And, like, I'm a huge fan of this certain group. And, I had mentioned it to my new friend on Twitter. And then right afterwards, I get a message from the guy telling me that he wanted to get tickets as soon as possible. And he was just looking for any reason to hang out with me. And it was just, it was weird because both their language, their spelling, their grammar mistakes, it's all thumbprints. And over time, I just started noticing that it was very clear to me that they were the same person. And, so I asked person on Twitter if he wanted to actually meet up. And he goes, oh no, I don't really want to meet up with you. I'm just, you know, I'm too shy, I'm too bashful. But feel free to tell me about your interests and likes and stuff. So I made one up. One that's not listed in any of my bios. It's just, I just totally made up interest. And like clockwork, my friend from theater mentions it in passing. I was being catfished by someone I knew. And I feel kind of dumb. I feel more than kind of dumb. I feel like a fucking empty-headed bimbo. I don't think he knows yet that I know. This audio is just kind of like me putting it out there into the ether, not just to you casual listeners and to my fans alike, but this goes out to him too, who I know is listening to this right now, like, what the fuck? Yeah, dude, you've been caught. I know it's you. And the weird part is, bro, is the fact that we're gonna have to work together after the, like, quarantine's up. And I gotta, like, fucking face you. You know? Like, so I'm gonna keep listening. Just don't. I know you probably wanna, like, eat out right now. And don't panic. Because I have an opinion on this. And hear me out. We're gonna have to figure out some way to work together, right? Because we're gonna be in the same shows together. There's no doubt about it. We're gonna be cast in the same shit because we always are. We're always cast in the same things. So how do we work together with this awkwardness? Well, I have an answer for that. Hold on, let me get comfortable. This mic is gonna shift a little bit. It's gonna have some weird noises. Just bear with me. Okay. So my answer to how I'm going to put up with working with a catfish is I'm going to I'm going to give in. And that sounds stupid because you're a walking red flag. But for some reason, I always get turned on by the problematic guys. And yeah, I do consider you problematic. You tried to catfish me and you think I'm too dumb to notice it. Hate to break it to you, smart and clever and funny as you are, not very smart. Pretty sure I can handle you. So here's my proposal. I think I want you to fuck me. You know that second story, spot, the closet where we keep the Foley gear? Next time we have next time we have rehearsal, I want you to meet me up there. We can be alone for a moment. And there's a lot I want to talk about with you. It's a lot I want to say. And, I should be mad. I should be a lot more mad about this. I should be, like, telling you off. Or, better yet, I shouldn't even be giving you any attention at all for what you did. Because what you did was totally fucking slimy and gross and weird. And off-putting, and I should be really, 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 really pissed off, but I'm not. I'm flattered and a little wet. A lot wet. You told me, as your Twitter counterpart, that my audios intrigued you. That you're a good guy who doesn't know what to do with fantasies like that. And you wanted me to walk you through how to handle those feelings. Well, I still do. I still want to do that for you. I still want to I still want to teach you about that fire deep in your belly. The one that tells you that it's wrong to be bad, but it feels really good. I want to teach you how to feed that fire without hurting anyone. I still want to educate you and indoctrinate you into evil. And I know I shouldn't want to, but I can't help it. Sometimes red flags get me really horny. And you can call it a character flaw if you want to. I think it might be. I think it might be a sign that there's something really wrong with me. But, I mean, it's not like I'm looking at you trying to hook up or anything. I just want to fuck. Maybe be your friend. If we end up being friends, that'd be kind of cool. Because you do have some fun stories about D&D and stuff. And I bet you're really fun with running campaigns, and I'd be really down for that. But at the moment, I'm not really... I don't really have D&D on the mind, if you know what I mean. Right now, I think I want to... I want to ride your face. I feel filthy saying that, but... when I think about those big lips of yours... God, I just think about how good it would feel to have them... have them in my... like, just cupped around my fucking clit, just sucking on it and licking my cunt and licking my ass. I just want you to run your tongue all over everything. When we're upstairs and in the Foley closet, I'm gonna make you go down on me while everyone's downstairs waiting for the audition, lining up. I'm gonna have you licking. I want everyone to have no idea. No idea whatsoever. I'm using you. I'm using your mouth for pleasure. And that you're gonna make me come with them right there, none the wiser. What do you think about that? Huh? You were telling me in your Twitter mode when you thought that I didn't know it was you. You kept saying that you wish that we could meet so that we could be more physical, that we could do more things, and the things that we talked about in our chat, the things that I'm not going to repeat here. I want to do those things. I want to fucking do those things so bad. I want to fucking pleasure you more than you fucking know. I need to make you feel good. I need to make you come. I don't know why. Just do. It's driving me crazy. I'm gonna touch myself. I'm gonna play with my pussy right now, and I'm gonna think about you. I'm gonna think about you the whole fucking time. This audio's for you, you know. This whole thing is just for you. My fucking catfish. You might suck at it, but look on the bright side. At least it got you me. You know what I mean? It's fucking toxic and gross and disgusting, and any woman who's smart would run away from you. But let's face it, I'm the Harley fucking Quinn of Twitter. So yeah, I know you like my Harley. I'm gonna let you fuck me in the ass, and I'm gonna talk to you as Harley the whole time. I want you to bend me over that guardrail and just fuck me in the ass. You know I know the passcode, right? I can get us in, and I can do such ridiculously wonderful, fucking disgusting, dirty things to you. Oh my god, I'm touching my clit right now thinking about it. We're gonna make your car smell like sex. I think that before quarantine is up, we might just have to get a little dangerous and meet before then. But it's okay. I'll bring protection. We'll have masks. Oh, you fuck me doggy style. Oh, I'm so fucking horny. I'm so fucking horny thinking about you. Thinking about all the dirty shit that I want to do to you. Oh my god. Oh my god. And we gotta find a little private spot to pull into. A spot where the cops aren't gonna find us, someplace out in public. And I'm just gonna have you. Just have you fuck me. I want that. I want you to fuck my ass. Anywhere you want. Maybe we can find a nice open graveyard. One where the gate's broken and we can just sneak in and let you fuck me on a tombstone. You could be my Halloween date. Fuck me on Halloween in this fucking cemetery, huh? You wanna do that? You wanna fuck me in the cemetery? Oh my god. Yeah. I want you to do dirty, awful, ridiculously nasty things to me. I want your cum. You have no fucking idea how badly I want your cum. You might be a fucking liar and a piece of shit, but I fucking want your cum. I want you. I want you so bad. I want you even more knowing just how fucking desperate you were, how hungry you were for me. You lied. You pretended to be somebody else because you were just that fucking desperate to have me. And it fucking turns me on. I don't know why. It's such a fucking mistake. I shouldn't be this into you. I should turn this off right now, delete it, and just not let anyone hear it, but I cannot be accused of being wise when it comes to these things. I fucking love toxic dudes. I love it. I love it when you fucking pieces of shit latch onto me. I want you. I want you so bad. I'm gonna let you fuck me in every hole. Let you use every sex toy you want on me. I'll even, if you want to be in audio, I'll let you be in an audio. We can team up together. I bet we could make beautiful music together. Yeah, you want to fuck me in my ass during an audio? Huh? Want to get filthy with me? Want to turn me into your whore? I'll let you pay me. Yeah, seriously, it could be fun. I've been into this whole hooker thing lately. I wouldn't mind it. I really wouldn't. It would turn me on. It would turn me on so much. I would just love it. It's just fucking... I need it. I need it. I need your cock. I need your cock. Please. 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 Please message me on Facebook. Or whatever. Please. Let me know that you've heard this. And that you want to meet. And that you want to fuck. And then we can... Oh my god. Because if we don't end up fucking... I don't know what we're going to do next time we meet. It's going to be so awkward. At least this way it won't feel weird. Just know that you know that I know. Oh, it's gonna be weird. So just come at me. It won't be so weird. Yeah, I know, crazy Molly logic, but sounds fine to me. And that's all that matters. come on, my crazy ass. Come on, I wish you fucking come at me. Yeah. Now, in reality, I'm not crazy enough to let you actually come at me. But, softly about it in here. But in reality, you're wearing a condom, buddy. But while we're playing, yeah, I would love for you to come in me. There was no fear of anything. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I would let you come in me. I might even actually let you come in my ass if you play your cards right. I don't usually let people come in my ass, but I really want it from you. Do you want to come in my ass? Do you want me to swallow your cum? I want to swallow your cum. I have you come all over my tits or all over my face. Fuck, if you came on the ground, I'd fucking lick it up. Just not to waste a single fucking drop. I want to worship your dick. I want to worship your fucking cum. I want to worship every inch of you, baby. Oh, I want to do dirty, nasty, awful things with you. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck me hard and fast. Pull my hair. Fucking hit me. Anything you hear in my audios, you can do it to me except for kill me. Obviously. Everything else, you can fucking cuck me, hit me, fucking spit on me. Oh, if you've seen me do it in audio, you can do it to me. Except for rob me. I'll suck your cock instead. Oh, God. I wanted your cum since the first moment I laid eyes on you. The first time I saw you, I fucking wanted your cum in my mouth. That might actually be a possibility. Oh my fucking god. Oh my fucking god, I need it. I need your fucking gum. I need your fucking gum. I fucking swear to god, I need your fucking gum. You wanna come on my titties? Huh? You wanna come on my big fucking tits? Yeah, I love fucking come on my tits. Yeah, I'm gonna suck your cock and jack you off. Make you come on my nipples. I'm gonna lick it up myself. Lick up every drop of cum on my big fucking fat tits. Yeah. Oh, fucking me is gonna be the nastiest experience of your life. I am such a nasty fucking girl. The horrible, gross, nasty, wonderful things that I'm gonna do to your body. It's gonna ruin sex for you because you're gonna only want me, no other woman. You're gonna be hungry for the dirty things I do to you. Absolute fucking filth. I want you to come in me so fucking bad. Come in every last one of my fucking holes. First my mouth. Just let me suck on it. Just let me suck on it for hours. Just edging you. I'm gonna fucking edge you with my tongue. Edge you with my lips and my throat. I'm gonna bring you right up to the cusp, but I'm gonna stop. And I won't do that until you just get sick of it. Just get sick and fucking tired and just grab the back of my head and just shove it down. And just calm in my throat and don't let me breathe until you're done. And then I want you to take me from behind. Just shove it in my pussy. Shove it in my pussy and fuck me until you come. Just fucking drain your balls deep inside me. Just use my fucking cunt like a blow-up doll. I want it so fucking bad. You have no fucking idea how badly. And last but not least, I want you to take my ass. I want you to fuck my ass so fucking bad. I want you to fucking take my ass. You have no idea how badly I want it, how badly I need it. Just fucking take it like you don't even care how I feel. Like, just rip me apart. Just fucking spank me and pull my hair. Bite me. Like, if I'm scared and shaking and pulling away, it doesn't matter. I just want you to take it. I just want you to fucking just go like a wild animal. Be a fucking wild animal and just fucking use me. Just fucking tear me apart limb from limb. I fucking want it so fucking bad. Oh my god. Oh my god, I'm gonna fucking come. I'm gonna fucking come. Do you fucking hear me? I'm gonna fucking come thinking of you. Thinking of all the nasty fucking dirty fucking things I'm gonna do to you. I'm gonna suck every last fucking drop of cum out of you. I swear fucking swear to god. Oh my god, I don't care that you have a girlfriend. I don't fucking care about anything. I just want it. Your bitch can watch. I don't care. I want it. I want it. I want it. I'm such a selfish fucking slut. And I want that cum. I want that fucking cum. I want that fucking cum so bad. I'll let you do whatever you fucking want to me. I swear to God. I'll do whatever dirty fucking shit you ask of me. I swear. Just fuck my ass. Fuck my ass like you own it. Please. Please. Fuck. Oh my God. I'll lose my fucking mind if you fuck me and then throw $20 at me after. I'll fucking lose my mind. I swear to God. I'll come out even touching my clit. I swear. Oh my God. Just fucking turns me on thinking about it. Just the idea of you fucking just using me as your private fucking prostitute. As your fucking pay slam pig. I fucking want her. You fucking fuck her. Better yet, do you want to pimp me? Oh my God, that would turn me on so fucking much. Just the idea of you just telling your friends that you've got this little hooker, that and that their fetish is to make you money. I swear to God, I'll suck so many $50 bills out of so many fucking strange men's cocks. You have no fucking idea. I want it so bad. I wanna make you not only feel good. I wanna make you rich. I can make you rich with my mouth, Daddy. Oh my God, yeah, pimp me, use me, fucking, I want it, you can pimp me out as long as you watch, I don't care, as long as you watch the men do whatever, I want you in the room, don't take your eyes off of it, I want to watch you watch me get raped, I want it, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I want you to be my daddy. I want you to be my new daddy so bad. Use me, please, use me to come, use me to come, please. I'm so fucking close, please, fuck me, I'll do whatever nasty, dirty, horrible shit you want, I swear to God, whatever you want, I'll fucking suck your dog if you want me to. I'll fucking do whatever you want. Like, I don't care. I want to be a slave for that big cuck. Anything you want, I swear to God. I swear to fucking God, I'm not kidding. I'm not even really like all that into beasts, but I'll do whatever you want if you wanted me to. I'm not kidding. I'll debase myself in any nasty, degrading thing you want. I just want you to fuck me. I just want you to tear me apart just once. Just one fucking time. Just rip me the fucking shreds. Tear me apart. I want you to fucking just bite into me and pull my hair and slap my ass and hit me. Just hit me over and over and over and over and over again. Whatever fucking nasty fucking fetishes you want to do on me, you can do on me. I'll let you do it. And just fucking use me. Use me like a fucking prostitute, please. Use me like a fucking cum dump. Use me like a blow-up doll. Whatever you want. Put a blindfold on me. Put headphones on. So I can't hear anything. And then just use me like a fucking blow-up doll. Like, just bend me over and do whatever you want. I'll do it. I swear to God. I'm not even into piss. I'll take piss if you fucking want me to. Anything you fucking want. I swear to God, I'll do any nasty, degrading thing. Fuck, I'll even let you lick my feet. I don't even fucking care. I want any fucking thing you want. Any fucking nasty, dirty fucking thing you want. I swear to God, I'll give it to you. I fucking want to give it to you. I want to give it to you so fucking bad. Oh my God, 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 oh my God. Please just fucking use me. Please fucking use me. Please, 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 please. I'm coming. Ugh. always tell myself. I always, 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 always tell myself that the last one is always the last. I lie to myself a lot, don't I? Oh. Oh. Fuck. I'm crazy. Fuck. I'm actually literally crazy. I'm gonna still post this, but I don't think I'm gonna actually do anything that I said I was gonna do in this audio. I think that while I have the sexual fetish for being bamboozled and tricked into sex, I find the whole thing kind of endearing in its own way. I still have to take into account that this was still wrong. Maybe I shouldn't do any of these things, but this was hot. Just thinking about it, knowing now that you know that I know. It's a lot to know. I don't know whether you should lose my number or call me. But I guess the point is, well, I know that you guys are both the same person. And I'm pretty pissed about it. Turned on a side, my common sense tells me I should be rather angry at you, and I am. I think I'm gonna listen to my common sense over my vagina for the most part. For the most part. who am I kidding? I'm probably still gonna fuck you. Okay, enough of this. Hello again to the listeners. Or goodbye, or whatever. You guys just got to listen to me try to seduce somebody in my real life. I hope you guys had fun. And if you didn't, what the fuck are you still doing here? Get a job. this is Molly Molotov 666. Being a red fucking flag. Good night.